Hi, everybody. This is Laurie Handlers, and you're listening to Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. I always greet you with peace. First, I want to just remind you, I will many times, that you can write to me at laurie@tantracafe.com. You can also follow me on Facebook and Twitter. You can write me suggestions for the program. I love getting fan mail from you. Lately, people have been writing about my programs. There's been a lot of flurry on Facebook. It's been wonderful. It turns me on. Why not? This is Tantra. So please communicate with me. I love it. It's my favorite thing. Well, today we're going to be talking about what happens if a woman dries up. We're going to be talking about like different conditions of the vagina or different conditions of the yoni, as we call it in Sanskrit. As women age, they get some challenges. And of course, men get the challenges too, because if men are their partners, there's some challenges there if there's dryness or soreness inside the yoni. And so we're going to be talking about this challenge, like does it happen to everyone? Who really does it affect? Is there anything we can do about it? We'll be talking about that in the first half of the show. And then in the second half of the show, we're going to talk about, do women actually need to see someone? Do any women at any age need to see someone about having some vaginal or yoni healings or clearings? Is there even such a thing? And why would anybody want to do something like this? So I have a very exciting show for you today. It's all about the yoni. My guest today, my first guest today is Helen Rollins Lord. And after menopause and a divorce and a round of breast cancer and then discovering that she could have a new boyfriend, she realized that there was a huge need for herself and then for other women that wasn't getting met anywhere else in the marketplace, maybe anywhere else in the world. Although, who knows, maybe there were primitive cultures that knew about this. Certainly, our Western culture didn't know about it. So Helen is here to talk to us about vaginal dryness and how, what kind of a condition it is, how widespread it is, how does it happen, and what do we do about it? Because the baby boomers are coming of age, and probably there's a lot of people who have this situation, and no one's talking about it. Helen, thank you for being my guest today on the show. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Yeah, and I want to know, so your life changed in a precarious kind of a way, and that led you to some creations and discoveries. So what actually happened, Helen? You were going through menopause and you noticed that your body was changing, or like how did you first notice that that there was a situation that you needed to do something about?
I first noticed when I started into menopause, there were times when I felt quite dry, and I thought, well, this is not good. And you know, normally when you get aroused, you secrete liquid that helps lubricate the act of intercourse. And that wasn't happening. And it was a major drag. And I went on hormone replacement therapy, which is a wonderful solution for women who can do that and who don't mind having artificial hormones in their bodies.
Wait a minute. When you say that, you're talking about hormone replacement therapy that's widely recommended by medical doctors, and it's the kind that's made synthetically from the urine of horses. Is that what you're talking about, like Premarin?
That's correct. Okay. Lori. Yes,
I mean, come on, we have to call it its name here, because people need education about these things, major education. So I want to make sure that we're really letting people know exactly what we're talking about. Don't worry about poo-pooing the medical industry. Not on my show. Don't worry about it.
Well, after I was using that for a while, I got breast cancer. And for those who are unaware, breast cancer cells are sometimes fed by estrogen. So that eliminates the possibility of using hormone replacement therapy because there is a threat that your breast cancer will be encouraged by estrogen. So after I had gone through, I thankfully didn't have to go through chemotherapy, but I did go through surgery and radiation. And what I found was that I was really dry. And sometimes, just going to the bathroom was an issue. And I've heard from several women that it becomes painful for them to urinate because what happens is that your tissue, without estrogen, your tissue thins and then it becomes brittle. And it's like having a scab, basically. And
now, let me ask you a question. I have to go to this because, like, there's other kinds of, at the time that you were going through menopause or the time when you were doing hormone replacement therapy, did you know, was there anything around them called bioidenticals? And are they the same threat as HRT, hormone replacement therapy?
Not the same. Okay. Some doctors feel that, for instance, an estrogen cream, which is the bioidentical hormones, can be used without threat. And my personal opinion is that that is a personal choice for the woman, whether she wants to take that risk or not.
And how widespread is this problem? I mean, as you started researching it, how widespread did you find women having this vaginal dryness, this painful situation?
Market research by one of the big pharmaceuticals showed that 40% of the world's women suffer from this.
That's a lot of women.
And nobody talks about it because everyone's embarrassed by it or they think they're the only one or that there's something wrong with them. And there's not. It's a very normal process when there is no estrogen to feed the tissues. Now, this happens sometimes when people have hysterectomies. Oftentimes, after women have given birth, their hormones are out of whack, and it happens then. There are diseases like dry eye disease. I don't know if you've, there's a technical name for it, which is not coming to mind. But there are a lot of situations where your mucous membranes dry up. And, the challenge is to manage that dryness so that you can continue to have, intimate relationships. And when I needed to find, I've met this wonderful new man, and when I needed to find a lubricant that worked, I needed to find something that had no hormones in it. And that was my choice, to find something without hormones in it. And I could not find anything that was completely free of hormones or completely free of petrochemicals or chemicals of some sort.
So you're saying that most, when you looked around for a solution for yourself, and there's no mistake here that the name of your business has solution in it. When you looked around for solution for yourself, you couldn't find something that would not make the situation worse. Is that what you're telling me?
That is correct. One thing that people, you know, there's Vaseline, and I'm sorry to use the brand KY jelly, is petroleum based. And petroleum.
You can use it on here. Nobody's going to do anything about it.
Okay.
They're not my sponsors. I have, I have others. I have sponsors that are healthier than them, but they have petroleum jelly. That's like rubbing your body in an oil field, no? In crude oil.
That's right. That's exactly right. And it is extremely drying. It may be moisturizing initially, but it's very, very drying to your tissues. And, you know, we all had our moms put it on our bums when we were babies, but we're adults now and there's a different situation. I wouldn't put it on a baby now anyway, but so finding something that is not petroleum based, has no chemicals, was a real challenge. And I did find something, and I was delighted that it was called Yoni Cream.
And
yeah.
Yoni again, and Yoni again for everybody out there.
Yes.
Yoni,
yes.
In Sanskrit is the word for vagina. And in Tantra we use Yoni because, we use Yoni for the female genitalia, and we use Lingam for the male genitalia because, let's face it, everybody, we curse people with our genitals. We call people bad names, and those bad names that we call them when we're cursing people out are the same names as we call people, as what we call our genitals. So in Tantra, we use Yoni and Lingam because we'd like to reframe our experience of reclaiming our own genitals and calling them sweet new names. So you found Yoni Cream. Now, you don't make Yoni Cream. Somebody else makes it?
That's right. That's right. I am, I believe, I love herbs. I believe very strongly in the power of herbs. And, but I myself am not experienced enough with herbs to make these products. So I go to the people who are experienced, and I find various products. There's Yoni Cream, which is just a lovely, lubricant. It's an oil-based lubricant. That is wonderful for people who are, for instance, long-term partners. If someone has herpes and needs to use a condom, oil-based lubricants are not for them, but there are good, there's so, very good, water-based, lubricant
out
there.
So you mean long-term partners because long-term partners could use an oil-based lubricant without having to use a condom.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's
so,
correct. Yeah.
Because a lot of people, you know what? People are pretty ignorant even about this whole latex, non-latex, things that go with latex. And then there's also toys that are made out of various gels and rubbers that if you use certain water-based lubricants or oil-based lubricants, I'm not sure which, it destroys the toy.
That's
so
right. It's the oil-based lubricants will destroy the toy.
Yeah. So they're very people are ignorant. We're gonna break here for a second. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and my guest today is Helen Rollins Lord, who has a company, who developed a company out of a need for herself to combat what's called vaginal atrophy, and the name of her company is Women's Intimate Solutions.com. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Helen about this, how you would go about getting these products and how you would use them and who would use them. And then a little later in the show, we're going to be talking about another form of yoni healing. So please stay tuned.
Have you ever wished for an end to pests in and around your home, around your office? Stop paying for dangerous chemicals that can harm your children, your pets, and your clients. Today in Arizona and Florida, an environmentally responsible pest control company named Ladybug has set up shop to provide natural and organic pest control services. Ladybug can help you stop even the most persistent, nastiest bugs with green, organic products that are friendly to people and pets. In addition, there are franchise opportunities in Arizona, Florida, and throughout the USA. To learn more about Ladybug's home-friendly and earth-smart green pest control services, visit the Ladybug website at ladybugcorp.com or call us at 561-276-7600. Ladybug guarantees you another eco-friendly, pest-free day, naturally.
Wondering what book you should read to jumpstart your sex life and increase your happiness? Try my book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by me, Laurie Handlers. This short, easy-to-read book will make you laugh at yourself, and it may possibly make you cry as you discover my tantric secrets for happiness and how they apply to you. In the book, I begin with the 10th law, make love in the unknown, and then I work you all the way through laws 1 through 9 to teach you how to be in the unknown, fresh, every moment of every day of your life. Sex and Happiness puts the innocence and love back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. It's only $19.99 in paperback and $14.99 ebook. Go to sexandhappiness.com to order your copy of Sex and Happiness by me, Laurie Hamlers, the host of Tantra Cafe. We're back with Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment, and I'm Laurie Hamlers, your host. Today I'm talking with Helen Rollins Lord about vaginal atrophy, how it happened to her based on menopause and then radiation, cancer treatments that left her dry, and there she was finding herself with a new lover, a new boyfriend in her life, and what was she going to do when everything inside her was so painful? So Helen, so we were just talking about, distinguishing between various lubricants and solutions. What else do you have in your bag of tricks?
I have something that's called vaginal dryness moisturizing oil. And this oil includes things like calendula and comfrey and moisturizing herbs. And I recommend this for people who are too dry to have something inserted in their vagina. And what this does is it helps to heal the dryness of the walls of the vagina. And it generally takes about a week or so using this both morning and nighttime. And people will feel, it's amazing how you feel the difference in yourself as these oils go to work.
Now, how could you? I had a guest once, not terribly long ago, I had a guest who said that she had so much pain inside of her yoni, and she, as a young woman, this happened. She doesn't know what happened to her in the past or why this would have occurred, but she talked about having to take the smallest tampon, mm-hmm. and douse it with a kind of a lubricant and then put it in her so gently she could almost not stand it. It was like scratching a chalkboard.
Yes.
So yes. How would these women apply it? And could they have their partner help them apply it? Could that make it a little sexier or sensual, more sensual if their partner applied it? How do they put this cream or these oils in if everything hurts so much?
Okay. What I suggest is when they first start, if they use, first of all, I think this is just such a painful, physically and mentally, that women need to do this by themselves at first.
Okay.
Just
good,
so they
thanks.
Have control over what is happening. And, I recommend that people take a swab, a Q-tip, and dunk it in this oil. And get the Q-tip very full of the oil, and then start by going around the outside of the yoni, and then gradually, moving the oil into the, canal of the yoni. And that should be, after a couple of days of doing that, they should then be able to insert what's called a pipette, which is a very thin, plastic, it has like a knob, a flexible knob on the top. Well, it's like a dropper.
Okay.
And
so
and
it scoops up some of the oil and then you can actually plunge it in.
Yes, it scoops up a bunch of more oil than the swab would. And you can use that at nighttime when you're lying down so that there's not leakage.
Yeah,
and that will give you a nice head start on the curing, and it's not really a cure, but it's a management of the situation. And this oil is not for lubricating for intercourse; it is for healing the tissues in the vagina, so that when you're ready for intercourse, and this is, I also recommend that women use a massager or their finger or use some way of inserting something in their vagina so that they can tell if they are ready for intercourse. If they start tearing and cracking, they know that they're not ready yet. But only the woman can know that. So she has to do this for herself.
You know, I have to just tell you that women don't know that much about their yonis altogether. My couple of shows ago, I did a show with some people who did photographs of various yonis. It's called Heart of the Flower, Book of Yonis. And women don't even know what theirs is supposed to look like, let alone what it's supposed to feel like. So we're talking about an area here that is so in the dark.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're shedding light to a problem that probably so many women are suffering from, and they wouldn't even know who to talk to about it.
That's right. That's right. It makes me very sad that this is an issue. And I will tell you that I have a client who's 14 years old who used one of my soothing salves. I haven't even talked about that yet. But, this young girl had been trying to, she had been in pain, and her doctors had her on steroids, and no one could figure out what was wrong with her, but her yoni was really painful. And for a 14-year-old girl just coming into her sexuality, it just made me cry. I couldn't believe it. And she used some of my salve, and it did not sting her. And I have to tell you, I was just, I almost burst into tears when she told me it didn't sting her. I thought it was going to help her. But, you know, you never know. Everyone is so individual.
Right.
But the salve really helped her. So, it happens to women all ages for so many different reasons. And our vaginas, our yonis are so central to our power and as women.
Yes, and, they are.
yes. And we're how we bear children. They're amazing, amazing parts of our bodies that most people are really shy about discussing. And I think because, as you say, they're in the dark, they are not discussed. And I have met, I'll have to tell you, in starting this business, I have not laughed so much ever in a business situation, because people suddenly realize that they can talk about it and it's okay. And it's fun to talk about it, because all of a sudden you have control over this situation, where before a gynecologist or a doctor or somebody else had control over
your most intimate and private part, and something that's central to your life. It's exactly what makes you a woman. There you are, and other people, they don't know. Even if they're a female doctor, which there wasn't for a long time, and now there are some, if they don't have the situation, they don't know.
That's right.
What about, I don't know if you've tried this or not, but there are these wands. There are glass yoni wands, and there are stainless steel that have a cool feeling to them, and there are some lucite ones. They're clear, and they're slippery, and, you know, they're smooth is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Couldn't women start to put those inside and actually sleep with them in, so that they could start to feel what it's like to have something smooth inside them?
I don't see why not. As long as they don't get lost in them. And if they do get lost, very often, just if you squat, these things will come out again. But I think that I also sell massagers that are very smooth, and I have a Kegel exerciser also, but very smooth things, as you suggest, that are you can put lubricant or salve on them and insert them in yourself, and they will help you spread the oils or the salves within you, and they will help you heal. There's this, you know, the old saying, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Right.
It's so, so true in this case. And,
yeah.
No, I totally agree with you, Lori, that something like that, the steel or the lucite, a good safe, material.
Good. Yeah. The ones I'm talking about are too big. They couldn't get lost inside.
Okay.
And they're curved, so they wouldn't go any further than they're supposed to go. But I know that there are many things out there. I want to give people your website again. It's, if you just, tuned in to us, you're listening to Tantra Cafe. I'm talking with Helen Rollins Lord, who through her own personal pain and discovery after menopause and after a round of radiation with breast cancer, found that she had vaginal dryness, which was called vaginal atrophy, and she started a business for women to be able to get this situation solved. And the name of her business, interestingly enough, is womensintimatesolutions.com. And you want to go there if you're listening and you're out there and you're having this painful situation and you don't know what to do, you want to get in touch with Helen. You want to find, you want to get her yoni cream and the different salves and possibly some of the massagers she's talking about and follow a protocol that will help you find your power again by lubricating and feeling good again about both going to the bathroom, like being able to urinate without pain and also being able to have sex, whether it's with yourself or a partner. You want to talk to Helen about this. Helen, I thank you so much for coming on today. And is there any quick tip that you want to give us, that you want to give women, whether they have the condition or not? Anything, anything you would want people to know?
I would love to tell them that these are topical things that I have as well. I also have tinctures that they can take internally. And as you know, with Ayurveda, there's something called ashwagandha that is very moisturizing for both men and women. It's rejuvenative. And this is a very, very, very old herb used for thousands of years in India. And I heartily recommend that.
Thank you.
Or any other tincture that includes it.
Say the name of it again.
Ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha. I'm running right out. You'll be hearing from me after the show. I think I want to get that, and I might want to recommend that to a lot of people that I know in Tantra.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people with a lot of challenges. So.
Yeah.
So, Helen, I thank you so much. Thank you for doing this for women. Thank you for doing this for men. Thanks for doing it for younger women when you see them, and certainly for older women who have that fear of drying out, women who are getting older, who have the fear of drying out, and they don't have to.
But
also women who've been through trauma, like you talk about, who've been through radiation and who can't take HRT, hormone replacement therapy. Thank you, Helen. For doing
you're
what you're
very
doing.
Very welcome, Lori. Thank you.
Yeah. We'll be right back with Tantra Cafe. Please stay tuned. In the second half, we're going to be talking about a different way, a whole different way of yoni healing that involves working with another person that actually touches you. So stay tuned. It should be quite interesting. We'll be right back. Have you ever wanted something really different from a plain old Swedish massage? If you want an extraordinary private bodywork session, call Krishna Naidu. Krishna definitely has the touch. He offers yoga fusion therapy, embodiment therapy, individual tantra sessions, and even private yoga classes. I hope this intrigues you. His work is subtle yet tremendously effective, and I know his clients keep coming back for more because I'm one of them. For more information about the sessions and to find a session near you, call Krishna Naidu at 857-891-8090. That's 857-891-8090. Call Krishna Naidu today.
Sessions are regularly available in New York, Boston, Washington, D.C., Phoenix, and Scottsdale.
I, Lori Handlers, the host of this show, personally invite you to come with me on a tantric tour of the heart of India on November 21st to December 3rd, 2010. You'll see the Taj Mahal, of course, and visit the fabulous Fatehpur Sikri, home of the great Mughal King Akbar. you'll experience the Sacred Lake in Pushkar, and then you'll tour the Pink City of Jaipur. Then, at dawn from a boat on the Ganges in Varanasi, you'll see exquisite Hindu prayer rituals. Then you'll tour Sarnath, where the Buddha gave his first speech after attaining enlightenment. And finally, you'll get to explore the exotic Kama Sutra temples in Khajuraho. All throughout the tour, you'll learn tantric techniques and principles, and I promise you'll feel a tremendous sense of well-being as we delve into these simple yet potent tantric tools. Please note, no previous experience of tantra or yoga is necessary to come on this tour with me. I invite you to join me in this unique experience touring the incredible, incredible country of India. I must warn you, this is not your typical tour, and you are not the typical tourist.
For more information about this exciting tantric tour of the heart of India, contact Lori at butterflyworkshops.com or write to her at info@butterflyworkshops.com.
We're back with Tantra Cafe. In the next segment, we'll be talking with Todd Kamensky, who is a Dhaka. And we're going to find out what a Dhaka is and what that means and the kind of sessions that he does, how he was trained, and what you could expect if you were somebody wanting to heal your yoni in a different way, not with not so much with creams and salves or internal, but with actually having someone work with you and touch you. Todd, it is my pleasure to have you on the show today. And first, I want to ask you, what is a Dhaka or a Dakini, so people know what we're talking about?
A Dhaka or Dakini is somebody who practices Tantra and most likely teaches Tantra. Somebody really wouldn't take on the title if they don't have experience.
So they teach Tantra, but more likely they teach Tantra in a one-on-one setting than in a group setting. Would you say that's kind of the case?
You know what? Everybody offers different kinds of things. Some Dhakas will teach a seminar with a Dakini, and some will, you know, a lot of my friends that are Dhakas do seminars, and they also do one-on-one work.
Okay, and Dhaka is a male version of a healer, and Dakini is a female version. And doesn't it really mean, literally translated in Sanskrit, since we're translating words today like yoni and lingam, doesn't it mean sky dancer?
That's one of the meanings, yes.
Okay, so, and that sky dancer means probably literally and figuratively taking us to a state of bliss or ecstasy. So your job, it's a tough job, Todd. Your job is to allow people to get to a state of bliss or ecstasy through being able to do some kind of healing work. So what do you do?
Well, I think more accurately, I use my techniques, my intuition, my experience to allow them to feel as much pleasure as possible. That doesn't necessarily mean that I give them pleasure. But energetically, I address whatever's needed. And, you know, one of the ways that I do healings is a G-spot massage.
Okay. Now, you couldn't, I mean, given what we just talked about earlier on the show with Helen, you know, some people couldn't just let you in there to touch the G-spot, you know,
Yeah, what I really want to emphasize is what I do is I try to meet the person where they're at, okay? And most people are not ready for a G-spot healing. Most people, you know, I would not do it until I feel that they're ready. I feel that they have breathing techniques down. They understand the chakras, or, you know, generally. You know, they don't have to pass a test or anything, but I want them to know because we're doing, you know, they have to do things. It's really about them. You know, I just coach it. And I coach.
Right, okay. I like that. I like that concept. So someone comes to you and they say, I want a session. And you have to start asking them a lot of questions about where they're at, no?
Absolutely, yeah.
And then what do you do? You would create a sacred space or something?
Well, what's very important is finding out where they're at and what their intention is. I've had women come in and say, I want to learn how to ejaculate. You know, that's kind of getting to be almost a trendy thing now. And
yeah, wait a minute. Let's stop there for a second, because for some people who might be listening, they've never heard of that before. So it is possible for a woman, it's possible for women to have female ejaculation, which just means a clear liquid comes out of the urethra, and it's not the same liquid as urine. It's a completely different substance. It's odorless. It's clear. It could come out in little drips, or it could come out in a big gush. And often women, at first, when this happens to them, they discover it, and they're embarrassed because they think they peed. But now it is what you said. It's becoming very trendy. Women want to learn how to do female ejaculation. And all women can. It's just that not all women know how.
Yeah, and an immediate problem with that is she's got a goal. You know, she comes in with a goal, and the first thing I said is that's a very, I think, tantric concept, is you don't have a goal. You're in the moment. And when you enjoy the ride, rather than worrying about getting to the finish line, it really changes everything. It changes the way your energy moves. It changes the way you feel. It changes your orgasmic pleasure, everything.
So if a woman, so that might be one typical wish. A woman comes in and has the goal of reaching female ejaculation. But in a more typical situation, it might just be that a woman feels that she's not capable of having as much pleasure as she would like to. And why is that?
Well, I think it applies to everybody. I want to say the word healing is almost, not an accurate word to use, because if nothing's broken, nothing has to be fixed. It's just things that we hold in our body that have to be healed on a regular basis. It's just like we get knots in our neck every once in a while. You know, it's nice to have a massage and get the knots out. It's just something that's an ongoing process. And so getting back to your question, what it really is about is to find spots that are either what we call hot spots, they're a little uncomfortable, or things that might be numb, places might be numb, places that are, feel funny, because I believe all the tissue inside the yoni is orgasmic tissue. Really, everything in your body is orgasmic. And those spots that become numb from holding emotions have never been addressed, and that could have come from when they were 2 years old, or when they were 10 years old, or when they were 50 years old. And what I do is I just somatically hold. I basically give a massage, and I find those spots, and we'll massage those spots. And what happens is once the numbness goes away a little bit, you can start to feel pleasure there. So I would say it happens where women will have a very orgasmic experience, as well as they might have an emotional experience. They might have some crazy experience that they have no idea why they had it. It's all over the board.
So,
and these are emotions.
And you go there with them, you go on this ride with them, I guess. Like, if they're having deep emotions, what do you do?
I am holding space for them, for the woman, to be vulnerable, to be in her power, to be empowered. And I just hold the space for it and make it safe for her to be as open as possible and to go to places she's never been.
Now, it could be that some women would not even go there with their partner, because they'd feel, I mean, I'm just trying to project here, that if I'm in a partnership with someone, I might not go to the place that I would go to you for, because I might be embarrassed to tell my partner or go through these emotions with my partner, or I might not think my partner is skilled. I mean, are these some of the things that you have to address?
Absolutely. One of the things I do is I coach couples, and it is so rewarding for me to be able to be with a couple and they feel comfortable for me to be there, you know, as they're intimate, you know, hugging or kissing or whatever. And I can coach the man to do these things, you know, to know where the G-spot is. It's like a lot of women say, yeah, I know where the G-spot is. And then I said, oh, wow, have you ever had a G-spot orgasm? And they said, what's that? And I said, well, have you ever had an orgasm that's a little different than a clitoral orgasm? And they haven't. They can't relate to it. They can't come up with the relationship, the different relationship between the type of orgasms, which means it's like you found the G-spot, but now you got to enjoy it. You got to make the best of it. You know, you got to take advantage of all that pleasure there.
So you coach these women and you coach their partners to be able to find this and to be able to go through whatever it is that they have to go through to get to the pleasure. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay.
I feel that it's important to do this on a regular basis. A couple that does this on a regular basis, it really adds to their sex life and to their intimacy. Because when you can open up fully to your partner and you can have full trust that he's going to hold space for you, that you're safe, your relationship is going to just naturally get better without doing anything else, and it'll improve the relationship.
So it's great. So it's a tremendous service that you're providing. Now, what about jealousy or possessiveness? If a couple comes to see you and the woman wants to work with you before her partner ever gets to work with her, you know, do you have to deal with that? Like the possession of people, how they are when they're in couples?
Yeah, it's very common, especially at first, because maybe they haven't really talked to me and realized really where I'm going to be. You know, I'm not going to be doing something to his wife. I'm going to be there to hold space for them so we can, you know, go to new places, and so they can take it home and go to new places.
So you might have to have a talk to the husband.
I definitely want things. I am very, and boundaries are very important to me, and I don't do anything that's not totally understood and totally agreed upon with the couple. And I also, you know, have to use my intuition. If I don't feel that they're ready, I'm not going to get involved in that. You know, it's not for me to affect the relationship. It's only to improve it. I want to leave my clients better off than they were when they first came to me,
You know, your point's so well taken. I just did a whole show with Eric Amaranth about boundaries, not only boundaries for people who are looking for sexual ecstasy, but boundaries with the people who teach other people how to have sexual ecstasy, and how often there are practitioners who don't have the level of integrity or the level of boundaries that's necessary. So that you just say that, Todd, I'm so happy to hear it. And it's really so important when you're working with people at such a vulnerable and intimate work that you have appropriate boundaries and you address that right up front. It's really, thank you. Thank you for doing that.
You know, I also have my own boundaries, which are just as important. And when people aren't ready to go to certain places, those will be my boundaries. You know, there's plenty of other ways to heal with your clothes on, with your clothes off, exchanging energy. There's so many ways to do it. I want to meet these people where they are and where they're ready to go. And yeah, so, you know, boundaries are important for me to know and for them to know.
Yes. Well, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. And earlier in the show, we talked about vaginal dryness and Now we're talking about healing, which has to do with working with a particular person, a trained person, to heal the areas in the body that would help us open up more pleasure. I wanted to let you know about the School of Temple Arts, which sponsors workshops all over the world for sex educators, for healers, for dakas and dakinis. People just like Todd, who I'm talking to today on my show, to unite and start opening up this conversation globally, eliminating shame and blame and guilt and all the things that take place in our sexuality. So for more information about your area of the world, go to www.schooloftemplearts.com. We'll be right back. Would you like to try a natural product that would enhance your orgasms? My guest today is Shayna Venice, the founder of New Zealand Pure, a company that makes unique products for sexual wellness. Shayna, what is it that people can use to enhance their orgasms? Everybody's trying to do that.
Absolutely. Well, there are different factors that, come into play why we don't have explosive orgasms. One is, you know, our vaginal secretions aren't flowing like they used to. Perhaps you're a little dry, perhaps you're a little irritated. Well, the great thing about silk, which is made from kiwi vine extract, is that it helps to balance your own pH and increase your vaginal secretions. The result is explosive, satisfying, wonderful orgasms and joyful sex.
Wow, Shayna, thanks so much for that description. Wonderful. If you'd like to find out more about silk, go to silkusa.com. That's silkusa.com. You can find out more about silk from me as well. Write to laurie@tantracafe.com. Many times on Tantra Cafe, you've heard my guests and me discuss emotional release techniques. Now, you can do emotional release work in the privacy of your own home. In my CD, Shamanic Release in Lati Han, I create a very, very safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work I'm known for in my Tantra courses. First, I set you up with the proper positioning and breathing, and then I guide you through emotional states to the beat of tribal African rhythms. Try the CD as an easy way to do your personal clearing work on a regular basis and watch your relationships walk free from emotional baggage. You can order my CD at butterflyworkshops.com for only $20. I believe you're worth it. I hope you do. Go to butterflyworkshops.com and get your copy now and walk free from emotional baggage. Tantra Cafe is brought to you by Silk, a personal lubricant that enhances your pH from the inside. I'm here today with Todd Kamensky, and Todd's a DACA. That means somebody who works for sexual healing, helps people receive more pleasure in their life, and will do whatever he needs to do to have people gain the pleasure in their life, of course, inside of appropriate and healthy boundaries, which is what we were talking about in the last segment. So Todd, do mostly couples come to you, or do mostly single individuals come to you, and how did you get your training? There's probably more things that people want to know about this, you know, so you could start anywhere about that. You trained for how many years?
Oh, I've been continually training for over 10 years. I started about 10 years ago, a little more than 10 years ago. And, I just got the bug. What basically happened was I went through a healing of myself, and it changed so many things in my life. You know, I don't want to say, oh my God, it changed my life. It changed my life. What it did was it gave me tools to live my life in a much easier and happier way. So I've trained with the best teachers, and I've done individual work with numerous dakinis, and they've all been amazing experiences in all different ways of healing. my friend and mentor, Charles Muir, is, I'd say, the expert on G-spot massage. And, I've done training with him for, you know, over 10 years.
And he, and you're talking, so now what you're saying is great, because what you brought in here is that both women and men need healing in their sacred spot, with dakas or dakinis to be able to release all the pain, all the memories, all the emotional baggage and physical baggage that could be stored there. And both women and men could seek sessions. Men would go to dakinis and women would go to dakas, if I'm not mistaken, unless you're a same-sex preference, and then you would go to somebody that's same-sex, and there are dakas and dakinis for that as well. So 10 years of work, and you continue to heal, don't you?
Oh, yes. It's an ongoing process. It's not something where I'm going to be one day just say, wow, I'm healed. I think maybe I'm healed every day, and then, you know, a new day comes along, and, you know, life throws curveballs at us. And when we do, sometimes we can take it and handle it, no problem. And sometimes we stuff it and can't handle it. And it's just something that happens every day, and it's something that you address every day.
And where we stuff it, it's really important that people know in the first and second chakras, which are both, which are the root where you sit, the area around the anus and the tailbone, and then the sex, that area, that those two areas which bring us the greatest pleasure are also the places where we store pain. And it could even just be the pain of, you know, getting a bad grade on your report card, to it could be the pain of losing a job, it could be the pain of losing a loved one, in any way, shape, or form. And where the pain stores itself in the body is also exactly the place where we're reaching to have pleasure in the body. So this is the point for all this healing. It's, you're kind of, I look at it like you're an exorcist.
Okay. Sometimes it looks that way.
Todd, you're my friend, and you, I've had a session with you, and my friends have had sessions with you, and basically what I find about you is that you're somebody who's approachable, you're somebody who has a sense of integrity, you're somebody who instantly, when someone meets, they could trust, and I'm going to call you an exorcist, because I feel that you perform exorcisms in those areas of the body.
You know, I'd like to think so. I mean, that's the purpose, is to let go of the stuck energy and the bad energy, and re-imprint beautiful things with the pleasure.
Right. Right. Well, it's so good. It's so good that you could come on today. How could people, I know you're in the Chicago area. I don't think that you travel on a route so much, but if somebody wanted to get in touch with you, if someone was intrigued by this conversation and wanted to get in touch with you, whether they were single and knew instantly that, oh, I need that, or whether they're a couple and the couple's listening and they go right away, we need to call him. So let's just say, how would they get in touch with you? And is it possible for you to do any long distance sessions or recommendations to people, even if they're not in Chicago?
Absolutely. I do phone sessions. Okay. And, you know, I want to emphasize once again, we talked about G-spot massage. That's not the only thing that's effective. You know, there's plenty other things, and we could talk over the phone about things, different ways to handle stress and to, you know, to heal your G-spot, or tell your partner how to do it. And, there's plenty of things you can just run energy with your clothes on, and then, if you're ready, it's extremely powerful, extremely powerful. It's like you can heal by getting rid of the numbness and then allowing yourself to feel more pleasure. And at the same time, you can heal just by having orgasms. Just by having orgasms, allowing yourself to to allow yourself to be worthy of that pleasure.
So good, Todd. Thank you so much. Thank you for those kind and wonderful words. How can people get in touch with you?
DakaTK@mac.com. And they can also get in touch with me at 847-476-3300. And right now my website is under construction. That's going to be New Moon Tantra.
Okay, that's great, Todd. Thank you so much. Please write to me at laurie@butterflyworkshops.com or laurie@tantracafe.com. You can follow Laurie Handlers on Facebook or Twitter. Let me know your thoughts and feelings about my guests, my show, your ideas for guests in the future. Please do that. Next time my show will be about some other forms of sexual healing and communication. So please come back to Tantra Cafe as often as you can. I want to remind you about my recommended list at webtalkradio.net. You can find out about books, products, and services that enhance your tantric lifestyle. Example of these are Tantra for Awakening with Crystal Dawn Morris, The Hormone Nurse, Laurie Phillips. You can find out about Polyamory for the 21st Century by Dr. Deborah Annapol. All kinds of things are listed on my recommended list at webtalkradio.net. Namaste from Tantra Cafe. I speak with you next time.